This church radio broadcast already in progress.
Jeremiah says, I have some hope. There is hope because we serve a God of unfailing faithfulness. Amen. So as we look at this text, there are three things that Jeremiah discovered about this God and God's unfailing faithfulness. First of all, he found out that God has an unfailing fullness of faithfulness. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, his faithfulness is full. Praise God. Let me see, can I make this thing plain for you? In other words, his faithfulness is not partial. Look at what he writes in verse 22. He says, it is of the Lord mercies, plural, that we are not consumed. Oh, Lord, can I park there for a minute? You see, Jeremiah does not speak about God's mercy. He speaks about the fullness of his faithfulness. Jeremiah proclaims, praise God, not mercy, but mercies. In other words, he lets us know that God's mercies are divinely plural in nature. Amen. Can I get some witness to bear witness to what I just said? Praise God. We go to David. David talks about the divine, what I call pluralness of God's mercies. Oh, y'all know where it is. You Bible readers know. You go to Psalm 51, verse 1. David writes these words. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, praise God. He said, blot out my transgression. We find David in this passage in the Psalms, and not only the Psalms, speaks of the mercies, what I call pluralistically. We know, praise God, that mercy, amen, is God's steadfast love. But David sees his mercies as much more than that. What does he see, praise God? Y'all remember some of the Psalms? He sees his mercies as his refuge. He sees his mercies as his rock. He sees him as his light. He sees him as his strength. He sees him as his shepherd. He sees him as his hiding place. In other words, he is not a God who is limited to singleness, praise God, in his sovereignty, but divine pluralness in his delight. Not only that, his mercies are not just divinely plural. They are divinely plenteous. Paul writes at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You see, exceedingly is enough. But Paul also speaks of divine plentiness when he adds on abundantly, praise God, and above. In other words, God's faithfulness and his possessions are inexhaustible. In other words, he has the cattle upon a thousand hills. They all belong to him. Don't y'all know that the hill that the cattle graze on belong to him? And he says, not only that, but all the silver and gold belongs to him. In other words, praise God, his fullness. We see the fullness of his faithfulness. But not only did David talk about the plentiness. Not only did Paul speak of the plentiness of his mercies, we can go all the way back to the Pentateuch. Praise God, Moses even talked about his plentiness, the pluralness of his unfailing faithfulness. Praise God. Somebody said, well, Pastor, you got to show that to me. Oh, I'm going to show it to you. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 5, look what Moses wrote in this book. He said, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. And look what happened. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you. And your shoes is not waxed old upon thy feet. Now, you see, 40 years God maintained the children of Israel. Oh, Lord, can y'all see that? Can y'all see that? Some of those that were coming out of Israel were young, praise God, and the clothes that they had on, that tells me that as they grew, the clothes grew. When I was looking at this and I was praying this, how many of y'all, I'm dating myself, how many of y'all remember the Nehru suit? Let me see the hands of those folks that remember the Nehru suit. Just a very few. Thank you, Brother Collins. Just a few of us remember the Nehru suit. Y'all remember the Nehru suit? The Nehru suit was a nice little suit, had a little collar like you were a preacher. Praise God, and you walk around with them pants. I got to illustrate this. We used to walk around with the pants. Praise God, you know, big as my feet were, they were really bad because Nehru suit, you wore a pair of pants that come all the way up here. And people used to see you with the Nehru suit on and used to tease you about your pants. They used to tell us all the time, you need to put some sugar in your socks. Why do I need some sugar in my sock? So you can sweet talk your pants down. Amen. Some of y'all are going to get that going home. But I remember the Nehru suit. And just imagine, praise God, amen, we as we live, the clothes continue to grow. Shoes continue to grow. In other words, those Israelites didn't have a want for nothing because they had a God that was full. His unfailing faithfulness was full, so he took care of all of their needs, praise God. But not only is God's unfailing fullness of faithfulness, we see in this text that God has unfailing forcefulness of faithfulness. In other words, his faithfulness is not fragmented, meaning that it is not disorganized or disunified. Oh yeah, you see, the Babylonians were forceful in the things that they did. But guess what? Israel served a God who was greater. And although Jerusalem was ruined and desolate, but God's people were not destroyed because God's compassion was with them. God had total control of the Babylonians, praise God. And the Babylonians could only go as far as God would allow them to go. Amen. Again, let me read verse 22. He says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we may get to a point in life where we may be down, but not out. Praise God, because God has compassion on us. His unfailing forcefulness is greater than anything that Satan or anyone else can throw our way. Amen. You see, this perhaps is why we are reminded, praise God, that when we pass through the waters, praise God, can I remind you that the waters will not drown us? It's the reason why when we pass through the fire, Praise God, the fire will not burn us. Moses stood before the burning bush, but the bush was not consumed. The church of God is like Moses' burning bush. And every one of us in here today owe it to the sparing mercy of God that we are not consumed. Amen. Let me make that plain for us today. You see, I can make it a lot plainer when I use myself as an example. There were some folks that I used to hang with. Praise God. I went to the same places that they went. I did the same things that they did. We drank the same thing. We act the same fools. Praise God. We went to the same juke joints and we did the same thing. But guess what? When I look around, I see a lot of them are gone. In other words, they have been consumed. But look at us today. Praise God. You, I know your minds can go back. Oh yeah, a lot of y'all minds can go back to the times when you were sitting in the juke joint with somebody, and that person that you were sitting in the juke joint with, praise God, they're no longer here. You got the same person that you used to drink with. Praise God, that person is not here. But guess what? Because of God's mercy, praise God, his forceful mercy, praise God, you are still here today. Oh yeah, they're gone. We are still here. That's because of his mercy. You see, there are all kinds of things that this world will throw our way. Oh, now I'm getting ready to step on somebody's feet. There are all kinds of things that this world will throw our way. The Lord is on our side. We have the assurance of his unfailing forcefulness with us. Amen. If y'all go back to 2 Kings chapter 6, and I know you Bible readers, your minds are already there. Praise God. When the prophet Elisha was surrounded by the Assyrians, Elisha's servant was afraid, and hopelessness was in his voice. But if you go, put that on the marquee, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, I need to show you something. Praise God. Elisha said this. He told the servant, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed. Somebody say he prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes," praise God, "that he may see." And look what the Lord did. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. Behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire around and about Elisha. Let me tell you the reason why I needed to share that with you. You see, Elisha prayed that the Lord would open his eyes so that he could see the forcefulness of God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel. Beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel.